mind. We'll try to give you something to think about. You know, I think about a meeting like this and thank God for the good praising of the Lord, shouting. I enjoy all that. But, you know, I also think of the souls that are represented here, amen. And it's untelling how many people here that don't know the Lord. And I want to give you something to think about, amen, before we go home tonight and go to bed. And I trust that the Lord will speak to your heart on through the night. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 9. And we'll read here in the Scriptures in verse number 27. Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 27. The Bible says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, You know my heart tonight more than anybody knows it. I don't even know my own heart. It's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It loves the praise of men. Lord, it's prideful. And God, I pray that, Lord, we humble ourselves before You. For 15 minutes, Lord, it is a great responsibility to preach. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, these 15 minutes would honor the Word of God, honor the Lord, and honor Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. As I said before, it's untelling in a crowd this size how many people do not know the Lord. And I want to challenge you tonight and slip all the preliminaries, amen, and talk about this subject tonight. After death, what? After death, what? First of all, I want to say it's obvious of us that are saved tonight. We've heard about it. We've shouted about it tonight. It's heaven for the saved. Those that are saved by the grace of God to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. What a glorious daybreak it'll be. With my Jesus, I'll see. Thank God I don't believe it's going to be long. Amen. For those that are saved by the grace of God, it's going to be heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. By the way, heaven's a holy place. And it's going to take holy people to get there. It's a place of worship according to Revelation chapter 4 and verses 8 through 11. As I read the Word of God, amen, they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, the whole earth, amen, is full of His glory." They're worshiping. They're saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah." And one crowd saying, "Amen, amen, amen." Sounds like heaven to me, amen. It's a place of worship. It's a place of spectacular beauty, amen. Listen, walls of jasper, gates of fine pearl, amen. Street of pure, transparent gold, amen. It's a place of spectacular beauty, amen. Like you've never seen before. Hallelujah. I've seen the Grand Canyon. I've seen the hills and the hollers. I've seen the mountains of Tennessee in its beauty and grandeur. Amen. During the fall of the year. Hallelujah. I've walked across the mountains upon them turkey gobbles. Amen. In the spring of the year and see those beautiful red buds. Amen. But it ain't nothing like to the glory and the spectacular beauty that's in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Then it's a place without any unpleasant thing. Amen. Amen. It's a place where there'll be no more disappointments. Amen. Thank God one day there'll be no more tears. Amen. There'll be no more broken hearts. Praise. Amen. And thank God it'll be a place where everybody's going to be like Jesus. It's going to be a place where everybody, we're going to get a brand new body. It's going to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Amen. What a place. I'm longing for it. I'm looking for it. Amen. I'm longing for the day that Jesus comes back. And thank God, the sooner, the better. Amen. I wish He'd come on tonight. Amen. But I'll say this. It's not only heaven for the saved. It's hell for the lost. It's hell for the lost. I get no glory. I stand before people many times in fear and trembling, preaching on the subject, and I've mounted the pulpit many, many times and preached on the subject of hell. I'm going to tell you, friend, according to the Word of God and according to a just God, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, you're going to end up in hell as sure as this world. The Bible says that the rich man in Luke 16, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, amen. Are you saved tonight? Are you born again of the Spirit of God? Do you know Him in the free pardon of sin? Is there peace in your heart? Do you know that He abides tonight? There ain't nothing any more important than that. It's hell for the lost. It's a place of punishment according to Matthew 25, verse number 46. It's a place of banishment, amen, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 9. It's a place of fire where the fire, listen, is not quenched. The worm does not die, amen, according to Matthew 13, verses 42 and 50. It's a place of torment, amen. I'm telling you, if you die without Christ, the split second that you close your eyes in death will be the split second that you open your eyes in the pits of hell itself. Amen. Oh, may God open your eyes. Oh, may God show you the awful torments of hell in the place of the damned. It's a place of worms. Where their worm died not. Mark 9, verse 44, 46, 48. It's a place of outer darkness, according to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 17. It's a place of consciousness and feeling, amen. Listen, friend, your senses will be ever magnified if you die without Christ and end up in a Christless eternity in the pits of hell. It's a place of thirst. It's a place of thirst. You know what? You think about it. I'll be done in just about 5 minutes. But you think about a place of thirst where men die and cannot die. What to live? And cannot live, and they're forever tormented because they can never fulfill what God created them for. God created man for fellowship, and God, when a man dies without Christ, he is forever separated from God in a place called hell. God don't let everybody go to heaven, contrary to most what you hear at most funerals. Because if God let every sinner go to heaven, they would make heaven hell. Amen. I tell you, it burdens my heart, son. Listen, friend, you hardly ever hear at a funeral anymore
that everybody goes to the happy hunting grounds. Everybody goes to heaven. It doesn't matter how they live. It doesn't matter how, listen, friend, whether there's a drunkard or a dopehead or a fornicator or an adulterer, a lassie, they all go to heaven. But it just ain't so. If you die without Christ, you go to hell. You'll burn in hell. And there'll be a thirst that'll never be quenched. It's a place of thirst. It's a place with no hope of escape. There's a great gulf fixed between you and God. You can't ever get to where God is. And you can't ever get... It doesn't matter how much people pray. It doesn't matter if they try to pray you out of purgatory. It don't matter, amen. Listen, what good works you did. If you end up in hell, the dove is set. The dove is fixed. And you'll forever be in hell. No hope of escape. It's a place of unfulfilled desires and unanswered prayers. I pray thee, Father Abraham, oh God, send somebody to my five brethren. If you won't believe the preacher, if you won't believe the law, you wouldn't believe it if somebody come back from hell and preached to you. And that prayer was not answered, Brother Bob. No prayers are answered in hell. You better do your praying now. You better cry out for mercy now. You better get saved now. Now is accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. You ain't fooling me, buddy. Bubba, this ain't my first rodeo. I've been preaching a good while. And God wants to deal with somebody's heart. Are you right with God? Are you saved by the grace of God? It's a place of wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's a place of remorse. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy. Time for mercy's over. There's no mercy in hell. No mercy whatsoever. Only the wrath of God. That's all there is. Simple message. 15 minutes that could make a difference in eternity to you. Heaven for the saved. Hell for the lost. Judgment for everybody. Judgment for everybody. Every one of us are judgment-bound creatures. We that are saved, as the brother just preached, we're going to stand one day before the judgment seat. And it ain't going to be no picnic. This generation's had more truth and did less with it. It makes God puke what we're doing with the truth we hear. I ain't mad at nobody but the devil. But I'm going to tell you what, the truth we hear and what we do with it, amen, it makes God sick. And we're going to give account, and preachers are going to be the worst. We're going to give an account. According to what I read in Hebrews, it looks like to me there's a special judgment for preachers. As they that must give an account. Hey, brother, what are you doing with the truth that God's entrusted to you?
You'd rather love the applause of men and the accolades of men rather preach the Word of God.
I was told years ago, amen, that kind of preaching that you do don't make you popular, amen. What never has made me unpopular. But we ain't in a popularity contest. I ain't open for vote for nothing. I want approval, Brother Simpson, of one person, and that's God. That's all. Judgment for everybody. It's appointed unto men once to die after this judgment.